Recording in progress.
Right, great. Okay, good morning, everybody. It is November 14th, 2024, 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm Phil Albrecht, hearing examiner for Kitsap County. This morning we have a couple hearings for conditional use permit applications for accessory dwelling units. The first one is an application from the Macy's. This is file number 23-01234. I see we have Ms. Lotz here, who's kind of the Kitsap County expert on ADUs, right? You're going to give us an overview of the project. Once Ms. Lotz is done, we'll take applicant comments if they want to say anything. It's not required. They certainly don't need to, but if they want to chime in, they have that opportunity. Then we'll go for public comments. And let's see, Ms. Jones, doesn't look like we have any members of the public with us quite yet. Is that correct?
That's correct. Only the project applicants and representatives.
Pretty standard for these ADU hearings. So after public comments, if any, we go back to Ms. Lotz to answer questions or complete the record, and then applicant gets final word, and I get a couple weeks to issue a final decision. And after that, if it's approved, the applicants can move on to get their building permits or whatever they need to do to finish off the project. So let me, where did I put the, Ms. Jones, do you have the, hold on a second here. Okay. Share my screen real quick. And hopefully what I'm sharing at this point is the exhibit list, and we just have a total of 15 exhibits for this project, including the staff report, floor plans, application forms, drainage report, stormwater, wet sheet, wetland delineation, the documents for environmental review, and the notices that were involved in here, as well as the staff presentation and the hearing sign-in. Just ask if there are any objections out there for entry, and I take it not, since we only have staff in the present in the hearing. So I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 15. Ms. Lotz, let me swear in. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding.
I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you, Examiner Olbrecht. For the record, my name is Izzy Lotz, Associate Planner with Kitsap County's Department of Community Development. Today I'm presenting a proposal for approval of a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct a detached accessory dwelling unit, site development review for utilities, and access driveway and parking area are included in the proposal. The application was deemed complete on October 23rd, 2023. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated September 5th, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on October 3rd, 2024. The SEPA appeal period ended on October 17th, 2024. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA decision is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 162301-1-014-2002 is a 4.99 acre in size parcel addressed as 6877 Schweitzer Place Southwest, Port Orchard, Washington 98367 in South Kitsap, Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural protection zone. The proposed ADU is consistent with the properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is zoned rural protection. Adjacent properties surrounding the site to the west, north, and south are also zoned rural protection, and to the east is city jurisdiction. To the west is a private road known as Schweitzer Place Southwest. The proposal is to construct a new 884 square foot accessory dwelling unit. The subject site is mapped with potential wetlands, hydric soils. The applicant provided a wetland delineation report by Crater Lake Land Use Consulting dated February 15, 2024. Two wetlands were identified on site. Wetland A was determined to be a Category 2 wetland requiring a 110-foot buffer, and wetland B was determined to be a Category 4 wetland requiring 40-foot buffer. The proposal is outside of the determined buffers, and the project has been conditioned for buffer requirements. The site plan for the proposal shows access from Schweitzer Place Southwest along an existing driveway shared by both dwellings. Building permit 23-00872 for the construction of the accessory dwelling unit has been submitted and is under review, awaiting approval of the land use application. The site plan shows four spaces and will meet parking standards for the single family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. The applicant's floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling is 3,212 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed size of the accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary. Here we'll see a photo that shows the existing single family residence. Here are some conceptual renderings demonstrating the elevation and design style of the proposed accessory dwelling unit. Here we're seeing the front and rear elevations, and the left and the right elevations. The floor plan for the accessory dwelling unit demonstrates the size is 884 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B as in boy, as amended in June of 2022. Number one, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Number two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Number three, 50% of the primary residence is 1,606 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable area is 900 square feet. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is 884 square feet and meets this requirement. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is within 48 feet away from the primary residence. Five, the accessory dwelling unit will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. Six, the accessory dwelling unit meets all required setbacks for the rural protection zone. Seven, all health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. Eight, the accessory dwelling unit is not a recreational vehicle or mobile home. Nine, the accessory dwelling unit will use an existing driveway off Schweitzer Place Southwest. And 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Department staff finds this proposal meets special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17.415.015B as in boy and recommends approval as conditioned. Thank you. I'm here for your questions.
Okay. No, thank you, Ms. Lutz. You covered everything really well. So let's move on to the applicants. Ms. Jones, are the applicants attending today?
They are.
Okay. And as I said, applicants, if you want to say something, go ahead. If not, that's fine too. Yeah.
The applicant is coming up.
Okay, great. All right. Is this Ms. Macy?
Yes, I'm Janice Macy. Okay.
All right. Let me swear you in. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you. It's been interesting watching the process, and I've had some health problems over the years, and we're doing this, I'm building this on my daughter's property so that I can age in place. That's about it.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Macy. Appreciate your comments.
Thank you.
All right. And Ms. Jones said no one else, right?
No.
Okay, I think I can just close the hearing at this point. And all these accessory dwelling unit applications are pretty straightforward. And after staff is done assuring they conform to the criteria, it's an easy approval for me to make. And so congratulations to the Macy's, and that's a beautiful home already that's there. So I'm sure that'll be a great place to live. So thanks all for this. And like I said, we'll get that approval out in the next couple of weeks. So let's move on to the next application, and Ms. Lotz again here, and this is for the, let me pull that up. Where did that go? Switching files here. This is for the Bramer Accessory Dwelling Unit application, and this is file number 23-04801, same format as last time. I'm going to pull up the exhibit list on this one. Go share my screen. All right, so we have a total of 16 exhibits in this one. Just the application materials, the SEPA checklist, which is for environmental review. We have utility availability letters, and geotech review was done, stormwater review, and the floor plans and that kind of thing. So any objections over entry of these documents by anybody? If you're attending virtually, just click on your virtual hand. Not seeing or hearing any objections, we'll admit exhibits 1 through 16. I guess, Ms. Lotz, I'll swear you in separately for this one. Just raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
You do.
Okay, great. All right, go ahead.
Today I'm presenting a request for approval of a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to convert an existing guest house into a detached accessory dwelling unit. The application was deemed complete on October 23rd, 2023. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with the project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated April 18, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on October 9, 2024. The SEPA appeal period ended on October 23, 2024. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA decision determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 172-402-3-066-2002 is a 0.25 acre in size parcel addressed as 5300 East Lansdale Lane, Port Orchard, Washington 98366 in South Kitsap, Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows single family homes and accessory structures as consistent with the rural residential zone. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel labeled subject site in red is zoned rural residential. Adjacent properties surrounding the site are also zoned rural residential. To the south is a county-maintained road known as East Blaisdell Lane. The proposal is to convert an existing guest house into a 756-square-foot accessory dwelling unit. The original guest house permit was approved for environmental under permit 22-06220. The proposal only proposes interior remodeling and no changes to the footprint. Any expansion of the proposed accessory dwelling unit need to be reviewed by the department for Title 19 and Title 22. The project has been conditioned for this in this report. The subject property is near a moderate landslide and erosion hazard area. Submitted to the application was a geologic letter prepared by Envirotech Engineering, dated June 3rd, 2022. The report concluded that the proposal from a geotechnical position, it is Envirotech's opinion that the subject property and adjacent properties to the proposed development would not be significantly impacted. The project is conditioned to follow the recommendations of the report. The site plan for the proposal shows access from East Blaisdell Lane along an existing driveway to be shared by both dwellings. The site plan shows 4 parking spaces and will meet parking standards for the single family residence and the accessory dwelling unit. The applicant floor plan shows the existing principal dwelling as 2,080 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed size for an accessory dwelling unit is 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps determine there are no accessory dwelling units within or attached to the primary. This photo shows the existing single family residence. And here is the photo of the existing guest house that will be converted into the accessory dwelling unit. Here are some renderings demonstrating the elevation and design style of the guest house converted into the accessory dwelling unit. Here we're seeing the front elevations. And here we're seeing the right and left elevations. The floor plan for the accessory dwelling unit demonstrates that the size is 756 square feet. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17.415.015B as in boy, as amended June of 2022. Number one, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Number two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. 3, 50% of the primary residence is 1,040 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable area is 900 square feet. The proposed accessory dwelling unit is 756 square feet. Dimensions are determined by interior measurements and meets this requirement. Number 4, the accessory dwelling unit is within 5 feet of the primary structure. Number 5, the accessory dwelling unit will have a similar appearance to the primary structure. 6, the accessory dwelling unit meets all required setbacks for the rural residential zone. 7, the health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. 8, the proposed accessory dwelling unit is not a recreational vehicle or mobile home. 9, the accessory dwelling unit will use an existing driveway off East Blaisdell Lane. And 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. The staff finds this proposal meets special use criteria 17.415.015B as in boy and recommends approval as conditioned. That concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Ms. Lotz. Okay, and Ms. Jones, is the applicant present on this one?
They are. Would you like to speak? Okay, they're coming up to speak.
Okay.
Hello, Will Fortier here.
Oh, great. Let me swear again, sir. Do you swear from the tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding?
Yes, sir.
And I didn't quite hear you when you stepped up. Are you?
I said yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Will Fortier, yeah.
Oh, okay. Great. All right. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you to the county for working with us on the project and switching it over from our guest house to the conditional use permit for the ADU and the ADU. Actually, Izzy's been great, and I just wanted to say thank you to her and to you for reviewing our project, and I hope if any concerns come up that we could answer them.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Fortier. Appreciate your comments. All right. And Ms. Jones, anybody else there from the public?
No, no one in the room or online.
All right. Another pretty straightforward one. I'll go ahead and close the hearing, and it looks like another wonderful spot to live there, close to the water and everything else. So. Easy approval as well, so we'll get that decision out real quick, and you can go about for the conversion. So, all right, well, everyone have a great day. Thanks all for your participation and good work, and we're adjourned for this morning.
Thank you.